Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. Is Nick Fuentes destroying the Republican Party? Is his ideology racist? Is Nick himself a racist? These are all very valid questions. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because on yesterday's show, I ended up mentioning Nick. Somebody asked me if I'd bring Nick on the show. And I said, no, I'm not going to have a racist on this show. That's just not how it's going to work. And if I view the guy as racist, then it kind of makes you wonder whether or not the left does. And for some reason, there's a lot of people that just kind of disagree that he is in fact racist. Well, today we're going to take a look at a couple of his statements, and we're going to determine how these things are actually being used. Mamdani had an overarching victory yesterday over inside of New York City. And honestly, I kind of understand why after seeing it. All of these different clips that we end up seeing and hearing about whether or not Republicans are racist, Donald Trump is racist, Tucker Carlson, so on and so forth, right? These are the mainstream guys that are pushing out stories from the right. And in a country where we have a two-party system, well, we've got a bit of an issue here. Now, if I tell you he is coming off as racist, that doesn't really mean much. But what if we go over and we take a look at this account here, the Black MAGA Preacher. Now, it didn't take me very long to find this. All I simply had to do was to type in, is Nick Fuentes racist? That was all I had to do, and it ends up popping up. Trump's coalition is cracking, and it's not the Dems' fault. It's the toxic Groyper movement and influencers like Nick Fuentes poisoning the GOP. Trump smashed it with black and brown voters in 2024. Many switched the Republican Party because of him. But last night's election showed Dems still dominating with minorities and women. Why? Because racists platformed by figures like Tucker Carlson are driving us away. They've told black folks like me, conservative black people, to, quote, go back to Africa, end quote, slung the N-word, attacked Vivek for being Indian, targeted Byron, and even smeared J.D. Vance's wife for her heritage. Now they're after Zionist Christians. These bigots are torching the diverse coalition that fueled Trump's 2024 win. So how can anything move forward as long as you are not getting the popular vote, if you will? Like, if you are taking these people and pushing them to the side. And for those who don't know, white people make up about 7% of the world's total population. It's not nearly as big as everybody likes to think it is. Well, what type of things do we have to worry about? To be quite frank with you guys, Douglas Murray actually made this statement just a couple months ago. It's a minute and a half clip, and I want you guys to take a listen to it because what he said, in my opinion, is absolutely true.
There are movements now on the right in America, subcultures, including people who follow both of you, who are very interested in playing with this absolute beyond the pale thing. I think there are very fringe views that have become mainstreamed on the right.
But then aren't they not fringe by definition?
Sure, you can play an epistemological game.
I'm just saying let's be accurate.
But you do understand the concept, don't you?
That fringe ideas become mainstreamed?
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Sure.
So that's it.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure. So you're saying that Joe shouldn't have Daryl Cooper on?
I'm saying
that
if you mainstream very, very fringe views, which are easily able to be debunked, if you mainstream them, at some point that view that was so fringe will be what eager, very disconnected, unhappy people are going to start playing with too. And if these people are such experts in how you see a society go weird, they can look at what is happening to a portion of the right everywhere on this stuff. There is a portion of the right across the West that is playing this very dark game, and they're doing it deliberately, and you can't not be aware of that.
He's not wrong when he ends up saying that. Fox McCloud says what happened last night killed the idea that we turn people from different opposing culture into freedom-loving Americans. I would agree with that statement. Now, here's the thing that Douglas Murray was just bringing up, and I think he's absolutely right, is like these fringe views are what's actually driving us out. Now, I also saw that somebody said, no, it's when you take his clips and you take his clips out of context that that's when he appears racist. And so yesterday, I actually presented a question on the show, and we're going to be going over that question again today. And I'll bring this up as well. You know, there's certain things that you can take out of context that make it appear as if somebody is racist. There's certain things that you can do. But at the same time, we're going to go over some of the statements that Nick Fuentes has made. Let's just go ahead and open this one up. It's a quick 30-second clip. Now, again, saying this in any context, good question whether or not this is even appropriate, because what's going to end up happening, what Nick should know, is that these clips are going to end up coming out. These clips are going to be blasted around. And these are the ones, and I think that part of this, just being in the social media space as well, I think that he knows that these clips are going to get blasted around social media and it's going to promote his agenda. Now, these clips also have the ability to incite violence. Why? Because when people are hearing things like this, and it reaffirms their beliefs. These are the clips that people are taking and people are sharing, and people are actually backing up these clips by saying, yes, he is right.
They're always coming up with, no, it's not the Jews. No, it's not women. No, it's not blacks. It's actually really complicated. No, it fucking isn't at all. Jews are running society. Women need to shut the fuck up. Blacks need to be imprisoned for the most part.
So, I'm not sure how that can be taken out of context at all. Jews are running society. Blacks need to be imprisoned for the most part, and women need to shut up. I'm not quite sure how that is taken out of context at all, but let's go ahead and finish this out.
And we would live in paradise. It's that simple.
It's that simple. I mean, the guy literally takes his views and throws it right out there. Do we need to hear this again? And this is why I'm bringing this up. Let's listen again. I'll take it all the way back.
They're always coming up with, no, it's not the Jews. No, it's not women. No, it's not blacks. It's actually really complicated. No, it fucking isn't at all. Jews are running society. Women need to shut the fuck up. Blacks need to be imprisoned for the most part. And we would live in paradise. It's that simple. It's literally that simple.
Okay, so let's go ahead and analyze everything that you just said. Jews are running society. How is that even remotely close to being true? It's not proven. It is a random theory that has pretty much no basis for it whatsoever. People will point to AIPAC and let's say that AIPAC is out there doing all of these different things, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, there is a reason why the U.S. is giving money up over to Israel in the forms of arms, right? We're giving them essentially a loan and they have to spend that on our own military industrial complex. Now, Biden actually was able to use that. He was able to use that and stop Israel from invading Rafah. Additionally, we can talk about the radical up over inside of Syria, Jolani. I promise you that not a single Israeli thought that it'd be a very good idea to have Jolani in power, and yet the United States ended up backing him. Sol says, I met people on the right who claim that he's superior because he's white, and I'm not, which is why I align in the middle and not on the right or the left. Right. And Nick Fuentes' whole message is about preserving like white blood, basically. So I can't say that, you know, this like that statement within itself that he just ended up coming up with wasn't racist in general. You're talking about Jews running the United States of America. And again, zero proof of it. You know what we had proof of? We had proof of members of our Congress having Egyptian gold inside of their pockets. We had that proof. Read the comments. Your chat agrees with him. Great. Let's keep going because this is half the problem, right? You guys want to know why people are being pushed away? Because you have some freaking kid with zero life experience. This is the guy that ended up saying that J.D. Vance wasn't a real Marine. I'm sorry. What time did Nick Fuentes ever spend inside the United States Marine Corps? What time did he ever spend inside the United States military? When did he ever fire a round in anger? He didn't. Last time I checked. And the reason he said that he's not a real Marine is because he was a combat cameraman or a combat correspondent and he did time over inside of Iraq. Great. That's garbage. America first. I 1000% agree with you, America first. And that is exactly why we're having this discussion as America first. America first, number one, is looking out for our interests. And sadly, some of you guys don't even have the life experience to understand that the different threats that Israel has been able to take care of. That's just a fact. Hezbollah, largest non-state terror organization in the world, dismantled by 80% by the state of Israel. A terrorist organization that was responsible for killing God only knows how many Americans, that ended up having God only knows how many chemical weapons over inside of Syria. You guys, by all means, feel free to go and look all of those things up because all of that is 100% true. You guys might not like it, but those are facts. And that is a great investment on America's part in order to make that happen. We ended up having somebody from Hamas get caught here in the United States of America this last month. You think that they don't want to do it? No. As a matter of fact, I didn't kiss the wall when I was over there. Nope, didn't do it. Didn't wear a yarmulke. Didn't do any of that crap. I didn't kiss the wall. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Good luck trying to pass me off as that way. Neil Russell says, sorry I brought it up, but not sorry also. Thanks, Matt. Let's listen to some more of Nick's statements.
One, look, I'm not obsessed with Hitler. I really don't even know that much about him.
Buddy, it's Fuhrer Friday. It is Hitler Friday. Shut up. It is Heil Hitler Friday, nigga. Heil Hitler, all my niggas, Nazis, nigga. Heil.
Great. So now we can take that and say that he's just throwing out lyrics to Kanye, things of that nature, and we can throw that out there. However, at the end of the day, why, oh, why is it okay for him to even make those statements? It's not okay for Kanye to make those statements. It sure as crap not okay for Nick Fuentes to make those statements. Fox McCloud says, the elected mayor of New York who has radical design of society and wants to subvert America isn't Jewish. I 1,000% agree with that statement. But you got to ask yourself, how did that radical end up getting elected, running on democratic socialism over inside of New York? Because when they see the right, this is what they see. This is what the right sees, and the left takes this crap and ends up blasting it out all across the country. That's why this exists.
Hitler was a pedophile and kind of a pagan. It's like, well, he was also really fucking cool. So, you know, time to grow up. We're not children anymore. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right, boys?
Hitler was really cool. In what context is that statement okay? And yet you guys will still sit here and defend him as if it's all of a sudden, it's okay. Calling Hitler cool.
All right, let's go. He was also really fucking cool. And any boy knows that. Anybody that watches these videos where he's rolling down the street and stuff, it's like, this guy's awesome. This guy's cool.
Just American general?
Hitler. Oh, American.
Literally sent $10. Up pointing finger.
If we're going to say Hitler bad, then I'm going to say Churchill bad, and I'm going to say Roosevelt bad, and I'm going to say they're all bad. But if we look at him as a product of his time in that moment, you know, we have to judge him with those things in mind.
Hitler.
Oh, so we've got to judge Hitler with those things in mind, product of moment. This is the same guy that's also trying to deny the Holocaust, by the way, trying to pretend as if that didn't happen, regardless of how well documented it is. Fox McCloud says, Dearborn isn't filled with Jews. You are correct. You know what Dearborn's filled with? A bunch of Muslims, and it's divided in half. I've been doing quite a bit of studying up on there. Now, people are saying you're lying to, but again, you guys are failing to bring any form of proof towards it. It's funny to see people saying that I got the call. No, I'm just tired of this garbage. This is racist BS, and it's being used against you as the American people to have your country ripped apart. Why am I having this show? Because I am talking specifically about why Mamdani ends up getting elected inside of New York City. If you guys don't think that parading this gentleman around and acting like he is a great spokesperson for the right and he has everything correct, and you can't sit there and think to yourself, I'm not saying that there's things that Nick has said that I also, like Nick has said things that I agree with. But if you can't sit down and you can't say, you know what, Nick is wrong on this, and I agree with him here. I might agree with him on this subject, but on these subjects, he is dead wrong. And that is exactly the reason why we are losing this country in general, because nobody has the balls to actually stand up and say, you know what, I don't agree with this. Why? Because you're being told to toe a party line, and that's half the dang problem with this country, is you guys think, well, actually, the problem is that a lot of you don't think for yourselves. You guys aren't critical thinkers. If I'm sitting here trying to take this and show you guys these different statements that he's making, what do you think is actually happening out there? And none of you guys seem to really care. You guys are just like, nope, it's okay, it's here. And you say he doesn't speak for the right. You say that. But how many people inside of this chat section right now are still throwing this out there as if he does?
Was an incredibly ambitious, aggressive risk taker. Given your qualifications, would you thereby say that Hitler...
Let's see here. Eric, Matt, real question. Are you one of the influencers who got paid by Israel? No, I'm not. I actually lost money when I went to Israel. Thank you very much.
Hitler is a good leader.
It's indisputable he is. Indisputably. You could even say he's evil. He made Germany great again.
Second semester, you know, I got home in the spring and I was like, Mom, Dad, Hitler was awesome. Hitler was right. And the Holocaust didn't happen. And my parents were like, we cannot believe what you are saying. We did not raise you like this. I'm like, I can't believe you're not being...
The Holocaust didn't happen. So everybody that has serial numbers tatted on their freaking forearms, all of the different concentration camps that are scattered around the world, none of that stuff actually happened, according to Nick Fuentes. And again, there's so many of you that are sitting here trying to claim that, nope, what he did is correct. Nope, what he did is right. What he's saying is right. He said Hitler's an awesome guy. Sure, you can call him evil. Now, I can sit back and I can say that, you know what? Hitler had to have been a decent leader because he convinced an entire country to follow him and do some of the most wild stuff ever seen in history. But to say that he's a great guy, or to say that he's awesome and amazing, and then also in the same breath to throw out that the Holocaust didn't happen, that is insanity. Absolute insanity.
Chill about this.
It's 1 hour to cook a batch of cookies, and you have 15 ovens, probably in four different kitchens, right? Doing 24 hours a day, every day for 5 years. How long would it take you to make 6 million? I don't know. It certainly wouldn't be 5 years, right? The math doesn't seem to add up there. The math doesn't quite seem to add up there. I don't think you'd result in 6 million. Maybe 200 to 300,000 cookies. And I think the Red Cookie Association said something like that, probably 200 to 300,000 cookies baked, probably. And in addition, you know, in this hypothetical, I imagine that if you took aerial photographs over the kitchens, you would need to see certain smokestacks to release the smoke from baking the cookies. And the smokestacks would project certain shadows, but I guess they're not visible in the aerial photographs taken over the kitchens. Moreover, if you look at the soil texture, it's really not deep enough for mass cookie storage underground. And so there's a lot of things, you know, in the cookie kitchen, they say that the ovens are wooden and they have windows on them and they're not totally secure. And the ovens that they use, they actually did sort of an ad hoc use of that particular kind of oven, even though they made a perfectly good design for ovens for a different purpose, for delousing. I mean, you know, for something else. So none of it really adds up. I don't know. It just kind of doesn't really make sense, this crazy cookie analogy.
Yeah, it's always easy to sit back umpteen years later and try to pretend as if these things didn't happen, if these people didn't exist, if their personal testimony is not real, if the pictures of the legitimate starving people weren't real, as if the pictures of the mass graves, as if the pictures of the concentration camps and some of them that are still physically intact, none of that is real. This guy literally has zero concept of the outside world. He's a privileged American that has sat around, hasn't faced a hardship in his life, and wants to sit around and just question things and become like flamboyantly freaking offensive in order to piss people off to make his way around. And a lot of you guys are rallying behind it. Fox McCloud says, here's some more money to recoup your loss for visiting Israel. I'm sick of people purposely fracturing my party, and I'm Catholic, by the way. Yeah, thank you, Fox McCloud. Greatly appreciate that. And Zenith Dawn becoming a true supporter. Again, people like to sit back and they like to pretend like this doesn't exist and like that this isn't a thing. But where is Nick Wright at? I'm sorry, I'm confused. Where does Nick get to say that the Holocaust didn't happen? Because it's very well documented that it did. For crying out loud, there was an entire international trial over this.
So 6 million cookies,
But it's like 6 million degrees. It's like an oven in here. It's like 6 million degrees. I'm feeling like a chocolate chip cookie. Feels like an oven in here. Feels like an oven disguised as a studio, but is actually a death chamber. I hope I'll be okay. I hope it's not some sort of genocidal torture device. That would be terrible. But it seems unlikely. That seems like that would not make a lot of sense. But anyway, that is how those 6 million cookies come crumbling apart and go up the chimney at the cookie baking factory at the Chips Ahoy headquarters. It's like all these normies that are like, oh, you like Kanye? I like Gold Digger. I like Runaway. And it's like, oh yeah, my favorite song is Heil Hitler by Kanye West, by Ye. Thoughts? Off of the album Cuck. My favorite song is Gas Chambers. My favorite song is, it's a tough call. My favorite Kanye West song, it's either got to be Gas Chambers or Heil Hitler. Not sure. White people are being browbeaten into submission with the Hitler myth. That's what it's about. That's what it's always been about. This power.
Browbeaten into submission by the Hitler myth. That's very easy to sit back and say, as if America didn't send hundreds of thousands of its own troops to death in order to get rid of the guy. It's really, really sad that this guy actually thinks this. And we have gotten way too far inside of today's society by getting behind things like this and acting like it's real, because it's not. You can literally in today's society come out and state whatever you want, not bring any facts forward and say, well, I'm just questioning. I'm just asking questions. I wonder if it's actually real. Again, this is a young boy that decided that Tucker Carlson, or I'm sorry, not Tucker Carlson, that J.D. Vance wasn't a real Marine. Okay, so J.D. Vance isn't a real Marine, even though he earned his Eagle, Globe, and Anchor, and that this guy never even once fired a round in anger. I don't even know if he's traveled to a combat zone, for crying out loud, or seen the Middle East.
Powerful Hollywood idea is being used to bludgeon white people to give up their nations, give up their identity, give up Western civilization, European white civilization, our heritage, our genetics, and to insulate Jews from any kind of criticism. These organized, international, powerful Jews that are manipulating our country for their own benefit. That is the Hitler myth. That is why we talk about it in the way that we do. See,
that Jews are manipulating America to their own benefit. No, you should be allowed to criticize Israel. I criticize Israel. I criticize a lot of things. I criticize this own administration. I criticize the Trump administration. I criticize the Biden administration. Difference is when you end up taking it and running with it to the point where you end up saying Hitler was a great man. Now, that's totally night and day difference. And then you add in the fact that you want to pretend like the Holocaust didn't exist. And then let's take it, you know, a step further. And then we go out and we start claiming that other people are getting paid in order to accomplish this. No, it's all a massive joke. And no, I wouldn't debate this guy. I'd rather just fight him personally. I'd rather punch his smug little face. That's me.
The difference between you and us is that Hitler alone, with, you know, not a lot of help from the Italians, I hate to admit.
Oh, yeah. And then I have to bring up, what country doesn't fight for their own, like, well-being? What country doesn't try to influence other people for their own well-being? Serious question. United States does it all of the time. We're trying to push for our own well-being over inside the UK. We're trying to push for our own well-being over inside of the Middle East and also down in Mexico, blah, 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 blah. We could take it forever. And that's fine. You can run that America First campaign, but then to turn around and flip and claim that other countries aren't trying to do that, you are ignorant and you have no idea how the world actually works.
Hitler alone stood against the communists on one side, the communist Jews on the one side, the capitalist Jews on the other, literally a two-front war. The Soviets, the French, the British, the Americans, and almost won. And came within a hair of winning.
Adolf Hitler wanted to totally destroy Christianity in Germany for demonic paganism and kill my people and nation to replace them all with Germans. His war caused the rise of the USSR, Israel, and Zog. So why do you admire and hold in esteem such a man whose soul is burning in hell for eternity?
Some shovel-faced Polak.
But what about Poland? What about Poland? What about Poland?
Fuck off! Fuck off! That's what I had to say about that. What I had to say about that is, dude, man, he didn't go hard enough against Poland. Let's just put it that way.
But what about Poland? But I'm from Poland, and Hitler invades Poland.
Fuck off, dude. Hitler had aura. You know what I have to say about that? Hitler had aura. Aura. Hitler had aura. He was riding down the street. Riding down the street. Like this. And everybody's like, and then he was up there in the giant speech with the banners. He had aura, that's why. Shut up, dude. This is just your ethnic grievance. This whole Hitler wanted to destroy Christianity. There's some.
Yeah, and see, this is the problem here. You say we're not Nick's audience, but you guys are my audience and you guys are coming in here. And I just asked whether or not Nick Fuentes is racist. 25% of you so far think no. 75% of you guys absolutely say, yeah, he is. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. When you end up having Tucker Carlson's people platform people like him, that's what ends up turning what happened in New York last night into a reality. These clips, the same ones that I'm playing for you, are the same ones that are being blasted by the left across all sorts of different stuff. And now we have Mamdani over inside of New York. And I could talk to you about how, in my opinion, that is the goal of Islam, is to start taking over different portions of America, how it's the goal of the communists, how it's the goal of China and Russia in order to dismantle American from within, and how they were able to accomplish that, and how people that support guys like him are actually helping out the communists. We can have that discussion. Both my grandfather, DWD, says, both my grandfathers fought in World War II. I could imagine their reaction to today's society. I'm ashamed how far we are as a country has fallen in just three generations. Right. You know, you would think at a time where Americans have over 5,000 times more open, free access to information than anybody in the 1980s, that we would actually be wise. But we're not. Instead, what we're doing is we're taking things like this because they make us feel good inside, or maybe he says a little thing and so you can just let it go. No, this is stuff that you can't just let go. Just because somebody says something that you agree with on one part doesn't mean that you could ignore everything else that this man ends up saying.
Truth behind that. I'm not a Hitler worshiper. I just don't think he was the devil. And look, if you're such an idiot that you can't see what I'm saying about Hitler, about Stalin, about Napoleon, about Caesar, then you're just not white. Okay, then you just don't get it. Polish people have this bad habit of like hating Hitler, and we're gonna stop dissing the Nazis all the time, okay? I like empires. I fuck with Rome. I fuck with Nazi Germany. I fuck with Napoleon and Charlemagne and all of it. I'm not one of these nationalists for all nations, but they partitioned Poland. Yeah.
No, listen, again, he has said things in the past that I agree with. However, that doesn't give him the right to come out and scream half the crap that he screams. Just because Trump says something I agree with doesn't mean that I get to pretend like him putting Jolani in power inside of Syria doesn't destabilize the Middle East, cause genocide going across Syria, and ignore the crimes that that man conducted for the better part of two freaking decades. To sit there and think with that mentality is exactly how the world got to where it's at. Canadian for Truth, why don't you invite Nick to fight me? I'll fight the crap out of Nick. How about we fight? How about that? How about this man I've lost so much respect for that debating isn't even on the table because he's openly racist? I don't sit there and debate open racists. I have no problem punching them in the face. So if he would like to do that, Texas, you know what you have inside Texas? You have a mutual combat law. I'm more than okay with that. And whoever wins that fight, we can take and we can give that money to whatever charity the other one would like to do to. So yeah, I've got no issues fighting him, beating the frickin' brakes off of him and donating the money to where I see fit. But debate him? No. There's no reason to debate a frickin' racist. None.
What about it? Okay, I mean, really? And I'm working with like five people and the lady who works there, I'm like, give me a white shirt and a striped one and a blue one. Give me a tie. So I start putting, I got brown pants. I got the green jacket, white shirt. And I said, hang on, stop what you're doing. I'm like, this is getting way too close to Hitler. Like, this is way, I'm like, I was going towards something. Now I realize that what I was going towards was Hitler.
We're still talking about Hitler 80 years.
It's not a low IQ take. The equivalent of this would be saying, hey, Matt, you know what? Why don't you go debate somebody that is somebody that identifies as a MAP, minor attracted person. Why don't you just go debate a MAP? Why don't you go debate somebody that is attracted to minors? Why don't you go debate a pedophile? Well, because there's just something inherently about that that's wrong. There's no reason for me to debate a pedophile. I have no problem beating the brakes off a pedophile, just like I have no problem beating the brakes off of a racist. That's just how it's going to work. Period. So you can sit back and you could try to claim whatever the heck it is you want. But yes, you want to talk about grifting. That's a great example. And I'm glad somebody else brought up Tucker Carlson, because now we got to ask the question, why is it that Tucker ended up bringing this guy on his show? And in my opinion, Tucker ended up bringing the guy on his show because he needed the support from his community, and he ended up throwing him softballs, and he didn't end up asking him any of the freaking hard questions that should have actually came out. So much deception, and folks, eat it up. Thanks for staying strong, Matt. Yeah, of course. Let's listen to some more of his crap.
I'm not surprised why women don't support me. Women are irrational and sensitive. It's just like my whole life. Because I was always like the class clown. I was always like bullying women. And women have always been like, simultaneously charmed, but also like, oh, stop it. Oh, you're so annoying. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. That's how women are with my personality type. You're like a rascal, you know, you're like a bastard. And they're kind of like,
because I'm like a rule breaker and stuff. And so women simultaneously are intrigued by that, but they're also they also have to pretend like they're not, because women, it's sort of like how women, a lot of women want to be raped. And when I say raped, I mean like, that sounds bad when I say it like that. But there's like a lot of women that really want a guy to beat the shit out of them. But also they have to pretend, but part of it is they have to pretend like they don't.
For the love of God, I literally can't. How is this somebody that you guys are willing to follow or willing to believe in? 30% of you, as a matter of fact, we ended up having how many people? 383 that ended up jumping into that poll, and 30% of you, for some reason, somebody wants to sit in there and say, I'm black, he's not racist. I'm sorry. When did your skin tone determine whether or not like your value counts higher than mine, or your opinion counts greater than mine? Just because you're black doesn't mean that your opinion is greater than mine when it comes to racism. You don't think white people are discriminated against. You don't think Jewish people are discriminated against. You don't think anybody else in this world is discriminated against. But, oh, you're black, so you can come up and tell me that you know what the pinnacle of racism is and you can determine what that is. Nope. False statement. That's not how that works. And that is the virtue signaling. That is the garbage. And that is the type of crap that the left is pushing in order to make this type of stuff happen. So you can sit here and you can try to pretend like Nick isn't a racist all you want just because you agree with one or two of the things he says. Or you could just come up and say openly that some of the crap that he's saying ultimately shouldn't be said. Now, there's 30% of you. So I've got a feeling that plenty of you are going to have your own comments, your own feelings, your own whatever it is on this. So by all means, come on in. I am going into Discord right now, and I'm opening that sucker up for you guys to be able to come in and have this discussion with me. If you feel that Nick is or isn't racist, by all means, bring that in here. And I would love to hear your freaking opinion on how Nick Fuentes isn't racist. I want to hear it. If you feel he is racist, by all means, come up in here too. I really don't care. But just because you're black or you're Asian or anything, your skin tone doesn't really denote whether or not you get to determine somebody is racist or not. That's just not how this world works. I'm not falling off. These are just facts. What you guys are doing by supporting people like him is allowing idiots like Mandani in order to go and get in the frickin' office. And the more that you support idiots like him that are radical, the more you take those fringe beliefs, as freaking Douglas Murray was saying, and you promote those and you think that they're okay, all of a sudden it's just going to go to shit. Overnight, this whole world is going to go to crap. You can't support people like that and expect other anybody else to have any sort of freaking respect for you whatsoever. Universal belief. Hitler is not a good man. JD says this isn't like the Trump being racist debate. He's actually said racist things. Bingo. Bingo. You nailed it. If you guys are over in the Discord and you want to come up and have this talk, by all means, come in. Come on in. I'm waiting on you guys to come into Discord to come talk to me, and you can tell me whether or not Nick Fuentes is or is not racist. I don't care. Carlson's also not based. I'm sorry. He's not. He goes and he throws out random conspiracy theories with zero facts really behind them, and then he pretends like they're real. And these idiots are the ones that people are getting behind. When was the last time that you actually did your own research on half the crap that these dudes end up coming up with? Satire is correct. I see that. JLAT951, bro, Nick is satire mostly. Agree with that statement. He should be taken as satire. But the problem is that people aren't. People are taking him as something completely and totally legitimate. And he's not a legitimate human being. He's got zero life experience. He ends up going to college and end up running his freaking mouth. Matt poops at Chandler's. No, I don't poop at Chandler's. That's not true at all. So the question is, why is Nick Fuentes this big talking point? He's not. Matt is a Fed, LMAO. Good. You know, you think I'm a Fed? Great. Tucker is paid to play. Correct. Everybody's paid to play. Hell, I'm paid to play sometimes. It just depends on who's paying me and what it is. And I'll go push those ads out there, but they don't tell me what I can and can't say. They actually sign up whether or not they think I'm there or not. Centrist, I find very hard to believe. I don't think anybody that supports Adolf Hitler is a centrist. I don't think anybody that describes him as a good guy is a centrist. I think that's ridiculous. Tucker is a trust fund Swanson heir that is bored with life. Right. A moderate. Somebody that supports Hitler is a moderate now. Nick is not a centrist. Yeah, there we go. The Jews, the Jews, the Jews. Oh my God. That's what everybody wants to say. So I'm waiting. I'm waiting for somebody to come up and tell me how Nick Fuentes is not racist by supporting Hitler. P. Loudon says, I know people say keep talking to opposing sides, but how do you talk in reason with people with this mindset? It's just so frustrating. Exactly. You cannot reason with somebody that is that far gone that wants to go and promote freaking Hitler as if he was a good guy. It's just not how it works. And the fact that we actually have people that are open about that in today's society is an even bigger problem. Your view of Hitler was formed by the History Channel. No, my view of Hitler was formed by walking through concentration camps. That's how my view of Hitler was formed. That's how my view of Hitler was formed. But thank you for assuming that. You know, every single fact and piece of information that I end up getting, I make sure that I go over and I double check it. I make sure I do my due diligence. That soap that people say doesn't exist, I've seen it. Facts. I could take pictures of that soap and put it up for you guys right now. You know why that soap actually came to be? What they would have them do? They would have them wash up with soap before they go into the gas chambers. They would take them and they put a big hot bath of water over top of them, and very, very steaming hot water, and they'd have them wash themselves with soap so that their pores would open up, and then they would take them and they'd end up putting it into the Zykon gas chambers, which would then allow all of that stuff to start soaking into their skin even freaking better. And yet you guys want to sit around and pretend like it doesn't exist. They went so far as to actually developing a special tool. Nazis went so far as developing a special tool that they gave to the Jewish people that they had in their concentration camps in order to grab on to different wrists and things of that nature, in order to drag bodies out and to move them around. That's right. They developed little special tools. No, it's not BS. All of this is well documented. It's not my fault you guys haven't gone and actually looked this up. But the fact that you haven't is very quite disturbing, and that you just listen to Nick Fuentes or you listen to Tucker Carlson or you listen to somebody else and you don't actually go and do your own due diligence and research. Blue Collar Colonizer says Nick is exactly how the pendulum swings when the country went far left. I'll go equally the other way. It's not going to balance. Correct. And so on one side, we have Nick Fuentes that is completely and totally like batshit crazy, in my opinion. On the other side, you have these democratic socialists that are parading themselves around. You have these Islamists and everybody else that's actually coming in to destroy this country. Why am I doing this? Because I'm concerned about the United States of America. I'm concerned about the state of America and what's actually happening to it. A country that I fought my butt off for an entire career. Spent multiple years overseas in combat dealing with this crap, only to come back home and see racism on my own soil. It's pretty freaking sad. It's pretty freaking sad that the same Islamists that we're fighting against, the same freaking radical Muslims that we're fighting against who idolize Hitler, we have a man back here in the United States is doing the exact same thing. It's freaking appalling. Magpul Moose bringing you in, brother. Bringing you in. Got to accept it, my friend. I'm very curious to see what you got to say about this. Because I'm weak? No, definitely not weak. Nope, not even close. Nick isn't racist. He is right. No, that's racism. When you end up saying white people have every right to be racist, that is supporting racism. That's not okay, and nor will it ever be okay inside of this country. And the fact that some of you guys are actually sitting in here tells me how deep of a problem it is. You know, when I first got out of the military, went into law enforcement, ended up wondering why it was so many black people were afraid of white people in a uniform. Now I understand, as I sit here and I read through this comment section, exactly what the hell is wrong with this country. There's so many of you that are in the closet when it goes to exactly what you believe in, and it's sad. It's sad. Half you guys wouldn't say the crap that Nick says out in public, and that should tell you something. You guys are willing to support him online. You're willing to sit here behind anonymous names over on YouTube, but you won't ever get out there and do it. It's freaking sad. What's up, brother? Mag, what's up? Mag, can you hear me? Mag, can you hear me? Oh, you guys are saying that there's no volume. All right, here's what I'm going to do, Mag. I'm going to disconnect and I'm going to come right back in for some reason.
What's going on, bud? How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now.
Oh, shit. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Let's try this again real quick. Why is it not allowing me up? Why is Discord being this way?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now hear. Can you hear me now? I can hear you.
Hey, it's just a little bit of like a delay, and I'm like, I hear myself talk over you as you're talking. But
all right, what's up, man? What you got?
I agree with a lot of things you say.
Okay, so I mean, like, is it ever okay to sit back and say that white people have every right to be racist.
What the hell is going on?
Is it ever okay to say that? I don't believe it is. All right, so we're having issues with Discord again today, so we'll have to figure this out. So Discord's not exactly working, so I'm just going to go ahead and end it. I don't know what the hell is going on over at Discord. Fox McCloud says the Nazis were meticulous, wrote down everything. This came up during the trial. They didn't deny these things. Their excuse was they were just following orders. Thank you. Kelly 51 says, thank you, Matt, for speaking the truth. Always. And I know this isn't going to be a very popular show. I know there's going to be a lot of people that are butthurt about every single thing that I'm saying. Death Defy Dude says, hey, Matt, I think a lot of Nick supporters misinterpreted statements and took his literal racism as cultural racism. No, it's beyond that. It's beyond that. When you sit down and you justify and you say, when you sit down and you try to justify and you say that white people have every right to be racist, that is a problem. And I think inside this country, we do have a lot of closet racism that's going on. And it's tearing this country apart. When you say that the majority of black people should be in jail and that would solve the world's problems and women need to shut up, wrong. No, half the problem is that we don't have parents parenting. Women don't need to shut up. They actually need to step up and do their job as being mothers inside this country. Same thing with fathers. Black people need to take a bigger role, absolutely bigger role inside of their communities, inside politics, and everywhere else. For us to sit back and try to pretend like as long as white people ran the freaking world, everything would be okay, that is a problem. That's a problem. And it disgusts me sitting over here looking in the comment section that some of you guys would even try to justify this at all. Because that's not working, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over to my ex account and I'm going to open up a stage. I've got about 30 minutes left. I'm going to open up and I want to hear people's thoughts and opinions on this. I'm going to open up a space over there because for whatever reason, it's not working anywhere else. I'm just very curious to see what people have to say about this now that I open this space up. I want people to jump into this space and I want people to actually talk to me. If you guys are over on YouTube and you want to come into the space and you want to talk to me about it, here is my ex profile. I just opened up the space. You guys are welcome to come in and I want to hear this discussion with you guys. So by all means, come over here, defend how saying that white people have a right to be racist isn't racist. Tell me how defending Hitler and saying Hitler is a great dude and he's an awesome guy, explain to me how that isn't racist. I want to hear from you. I really do. If you don't think Nick Fuentes is racist, it's right down here in the bottom of the screen. You guys have the ability to go over there and chat with me on X. By all means, come up and tell me that. If you guys want to talk about Nick in general, by all means, come up over there. We just opened up the space over there. People are now just slowly starting to roll in. We are live, for those of you that are over on X, we are live on YouTube talking about whether or not Nick Fuentes is racist. I ended up putting a poll out there. 72% of the people that were polled over in the YouTube live session said that, yes, in fact, Nick Fuentes is racist. And right now, 30% of the people claim that he's not and everything's misinterpreted. Let's see here. X Viper says the path we're on is nationalism versus communism. People compare us to Rome. We're actually more like Spain at 31 to 36, in my opinion. Okay. Well, I can take nationalism and I can say, yes, I can be a U.S. nationalist and I can absolutely put America first. And I think some people have interpreted America first 100% the wrong way. Zenith Dawn says we have a breakdown of simple morals in the U.S. now. That is a fact. We have a huge breakdown in morals inside of the U.S. I don't know how we get any more immoral than we currently are. I really don't. And when we start talking about immoral, we start talking about, Trump saying peace through strength, for example. This is where people end up getting confused. Peace through strength. For some reason, people misinterpreted the strength portion as if we shouldn't be bombing other people or we shouldn't be going to war elsewhere. No, the reason America is in the position it is right now is because we have sat idly by on the world stage, allowed Islamic extremists, allowed communists, allowed all of these people to do whatever the hell they want as we sit back and say, nope, not my problem. And I look at that the same way as I do walking past a woman getting raped on the street over across Central Africa right now, in Sudan, in Nigeria. We've got people that are being murdered and executed over inside of Syria. We have people that are being genocided. And yet nobody in America wants to speak up on it except for the pro-Palestinians that claim that it's happening over inside Gaza when it's actually, in fact, not. Tom Bone says no one has the right and it's ignorant to believe otherwise. 1,000%. 1,000%. All right. We actually have somebody request to come up here. Looks like Christina would like to come up and speak on stage. So, ma'am, you are being pulled in right now. I'm very curious to see what you have to say as we go through this.
All right. I think a big part of our issue is that social media has become a contagion. It has allowed people to sit behind their computer screens and be able to say a lot of things that you wouldn't say out when, like, I was growing up in the 90s and early 2000s, and you would say those things, you would get busted in the face.
Right.
And we need to get back to that point, because it is never, ever okay to tell women that they're the problem, to tell blacks that they're the problem, to tell other people and other minorities that white men specifically are the only ones that know how to run anything.
Right. And dude, women even play roles in tier one units in the United States military. Huge roles. Huge. Things that other people would know about. A lot of people know who Joe Kent is. Do we know what happened to his wife? How she got killed over inside of Syria? Right. And to sit back and try to pretend like women aren't actually making a difference in this world, in my opinion, is absolutely disgusting. Women are running Fortune 500 companies. Women are on the boards of some major freaking organizations, right, that are actually producing and making a profit and all of this other crap. So to sit back and say that women need to be silenced, no, not so much. Sit back and say that white people have a right to be racist. No, I don't agree with that statement. I think it's okay for us to come out and actually speak out against that. Who else would like to come up here? Ramblin' Ryan wants to come up. All right, Ramblin' Ryan, let's see what you got. His own parents think he's an idiot, according to Melissa. That's good to know. Ryan, as soon as you're up on stage, man, by all means, go ahead and start speaking.
You got me?
Yeah, I got you now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. So I just want to say a couple of things. One, I think Fuentes is garbage and says some dumb, hateful things. But here's a little bit of a devil's advocate, or however you want to put it. We got a couple of problems. One, because of the conversation, the censorship, the manipulation of statistics, et cetera, people are frustrated because we can't have real conversations about race and differences in society. And you can call it whatever you want. I think a lot of the problems in the black community doesn't have anything to do with their skin. It has nothing to do with their melanin content. It doesn't have anything to do with their DNA. It has to do with the culture that they're growing up in, their household structure, the education they get in poor schools. So it's not about race, but at the same time, you have to be able to talk about racial statistics. Or else what ends up happening is everyone gets so frustrated that they're like, okay, well, then we'll just say whatever. And, you know, you're just trying to cover stuff up. You're trying to manipulate stuff. We can't even have a real conversation. So that hurts, having when people just lose all, they get too frustrated with just trying to have a normal, non-racist conversation about race.
Right. So that's one thing, right? And so I agree with you on this. And that's part of where, like, I look at some of the statements that Nick says, right? Yeah, I should be allowed to question Israel. I should be allowed to question Germany, Canada, UK. Like, I don't care. I am allowed to question whoever the hell I want. But you also need to start basing some of that stuff in facts. And I also have the ability to pull stats. Like, I just posted one the other day about the percentage of white people that are on Snap versus a percentage of African Americans that are on Snap. Doesn't make me a racist by pointing these different things out at all. But the moment I come out and I state that white people have a right to be racist, Hitler's a good dude. No.
Right. That's over the top. But the problem is the left will say both of them are racist. What you say to the left is racist, and they will call you such.
Right.
And I've experienced that. Like, I have my favorite person in the world right now. The person that I respect the most in this world right now is a black man. And it's Marcus Freeman, football coach at Notre Dame. I love the guy. And he is smarter than me. He's a better human than me. He's a great father. I have nothing bad to say about him. So if you want to look at the definition of racism, how can I be racist if I'm saying that about Marcus Freeman?
Right. Well,
now
here's the thing. Wrap it up for me, because you're a little bit broken. And I want to bring Scott in, because Scott tried talking to me over in the Discord and that didn't work out so well. So, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So just on a similar vein, the left calling everything racist has made it where people don't care, and so
right.
So the right's just like, well, screw it, it doesn't matter, and so all in all, like, it's a thing that are not. And I still think though that Nick is a minority. If you really got down to it, talk to people. I think a lot of the people who support him, if you got down to the bones of it,
yep.
they would disagree with a lot of what he says. But they like the fact that he's pushing boundaries and trying to change what's going on, because it's not working for anybody right now. That's all I have to say. Thanks, Matt.
Appreciate yeah, it. Thanks, brother. Smokey says it has everything to do with race. He doesn't believe in race mixing. Yeah, I would agree with that. He doesn't. He flat out states it. Blue Collar Colonizer says Nick likes destiny on his back. The biggest liberal. LOL. Yeah, America first, weirdos. Phantom Shaman just says cool. Godspeed Racer became a brand new true supporter. Tom Bone says no one has the right in its ignorance to believe otherwise. I 1000% agree with you on that one. Zena says we have a breakdown in morals inside of the U.S. Go ahead, Scott. Scott, can you unmute yourself? All right, apparently Scott can't unmute himself. Christina, up. Oh, now you're coming up. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Oh, sorry, but hey, I tried talking to you on Discord, but...
Right, that's why I brought you up. Yep.
I agree with 90% of what you say. The only thing I will say that got under my skin a little bit the other day is when you were like, if you believe in anything this man says, I don't want your support. First of all, I'm not going anywhere. I'm a paid member. I'm not going nowhere.
Okay.
But... that whole statement where you're like, if you agree with anything he says, I don't want your support, get out, leave now, all that, that's just crazy. Like,
well, that was directed at the statements, and that was directed at the statements in that video that people are trying to back up and trying to claim are okay for him to make. That's not directed. I've already openly stated that there's some things that Nick says that I actually agree with, but at the same time, I can still sit here and call out and say that this man is a racist, and he's got a lot of crap that ends up flying out of his mouth that shouldn't be coming out of anybody's mouth.
Absolutely, 100%. Some of the things he says are just downright wild. But I will agree, some of the things he says, it makes me sit back and think.
Sure. And I think you should be able to sit back and listen to other people from other opposing points of view. But to openly support the man and state that this is the direction we're going inside of this country, that's horrible.
No, he's a piece of trash. 90% of the things he says that I'm totally against. I don't even want to listen to the things he says half the time. But like I said, there are clips I do hear of him if I'm watching another show and they have to talk about him where, you know, he does. Sometimes he makes you sit back and go, huh?
I mean, again,
but for the most part, no, he is a racist piece of trash. But
right.
That's what it got me going the other day. Like, I was heated the other day. I like sent you a message. I was like, that's just wrong. I'm like, how can you just like tell all of us? I've been watching you and you guys since the war started, like literally day three after the war started. Then you were there and then you went back and you had to deal with stuff on your own end, and then they brought the guy in from Australia.
Yeah.
Like I've been literally watching the show since it started. Well, since the war started. And I've been listening to you twice a day for the last 2 years.
Right.
So I'm there. I'm not going nowhere.
I appreciate it, man. But I mean, this is one of those things that I'm like, this is what's being used inside of our country to rip our country apart. And I do think that the most existential threat to the United States of America is this Islamic extremism. And by promoting people like Nick and pretending like he's not racist and he doesn't exist or not speaking out against it is what allows the left to do the things that they do. And I'm not even on the right. I am 100% constitutionalist. And some of the things that he's saying is going directly against the Constitution. Dude can kiss off.
You're right. No, I agree with you on that stuff. I'm just...
All right.
I'm not going nowhere, man.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Gerald, go ahead, sir. Brother, you've been sitting there for a minute, and then we'll go back to Christina. Thank you.
Hey, Matt. I just, you know, I'm kind of in the middle on this, and you kind of touched on it right there at the end with the Islamist, you know, stuff going on in the United States. I'm also a GWAT veteran, and it scares the shit out of me every day, man. As far as Nick Fuentes, never watched the guy. Some of the clips that you just played about the women wanting to be raped and all that shit, that guy is a fucking worthless turd, man.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't deserve a platform, not one.
Yeah, but, and I know what he's trying to allude to there, but at the same time, it's absolutely horrible taste. Absolutely horrible taste.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch him just because of that last clip you played, but Islam, in my eyes, we've got to do something in America to stop this. With the New York mayor thing going on now, we have, it's bad. It's bad in Dearborn. I'm from Michigan. It's getting bad down in Texas. Like, we got to do something to stop this.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. And one of the ways that you got to stop it is start, like, you know, we police our own, period. And like, I'm not going to have anybody say what I stand for and what I don't stand for, what this side or what that side stands for. If people want to support a racist, that's on them. Go ahead, Christina.
You just kind of touched on it, where we have to police our own, because I'm very much a centralist as well. Like, the Constitution should be our guiding light when we're talking about how this country is. But when Ramblin was talking, and he's like, the left is always talking about everything as racist. That's why we have to point to Nick Fuentes and say, no, this is the racist. This is what is actual racism. Because if we don't have something to show, hey, this is what's racist, then they can call everything racist.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why sitting back and calling things racist that are actually racist is super duper important. Like, we have to. Like, you have to. Dennis, what's up, bro?
Hey, Matt, I was the one who you sent the super chat on both my grandfathers serving World War II.
And oh, wow.
Seeing what we see now compared to what they had to deal with, you know, 80 years ago, or even me when I was younger, 9/11, and then seeing what we're seeing now, it just blows my mind over the last 15 years how twisted everything has become. It just makes no sense.
I feel the same way. Like, I don't know how we can have somebody like Mamdani running for office. That blows my mind. I don't know. I don't understand how we have Ilhan Omar's in office inside of this country. What I really don't understand is why we have people flying Taliban flags here inside of the United States of America. That blows my freaking mind. Why we have people that are buying into freaking communist propaganda. I actually talked to I forget who it was that I was debating, but every talking point the guy had was literally like a Kremlin talking point. And I sat there and I pointed it out to him, like, dude, you're literally spewing communist propaganda. And he's a far right dude. And I'm like, you're spewing communist propaganda. You don't even know that you are, and you should probably research that. It's freaking disgusting. So Americans, again, this blows my mind, over 5,000 times more access to information today than anybody in the 1980s. And yet I feel like we're living in the movie Idiocracy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then also everybody nitpicking about, well, some of the stuff I agree with Nick. Great. You know what? He might like to drink water. Hey, I like to drink water. That's not the point. You can't nitpick. It's got to be in a general what he believes. And I don't believe in anything he believes if he, you know, from what you just showed, you know, what he said. I mean, he should not have a platform. There should be enough people saying, whoa, wait a minute. This is so wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, there should be a ton of people that are.
I agree with some of it. No, you can't. I mean, yeah, you might agree with a couple of things that Hitler did, but the other 9,999 things, I didn't.
How do you pretend like that didn't happen? How do you pretend like all that crap didn't happen? Or you want to question numbers of 5 million? Fine. Yeah, you shouldn't. I got to run through some. Let me run through some of these super chats real quick. Let's see here. Andre says, with the rise of socialism, the Constitution will be rewritten in the next 10 years. Everything is going to change when Democrats take control in 2026. I think he's right. Godspeed Racer says, it's never okay to say that anyone has a right to be racist, no matter what race you're speaking of. Absolutely correct. The Ways of Thee says, lots of people saying everything that goes against the Bible. Yeah, and that's the other thing. You know, people that are running around professing to be Christians and then also acting completely and totally unchristian blows my mind like it's nobody's business. Vatican, what's up, brother? Dennis, would you mind muting yourself? You've got a lot of feedback.
Sure.
Thank you. Vatican, what's up?
Hey, Matt. I had a question, but I wanted to preface it with a couple points real quick. First of all, I want to thank you for your service. It sounds like you're very highly regarded among your peers, and I want to thank you for that. Second, I'd like to say that I had family that have served, and my great uncle passed in Normandy about 10 miles in June of 1944. With those things said, I'd like to ask you how, at this time, with all America's problems, with our infrastructure falling apart, with our border problems, with the drugs problems, with all the things we got going on, how does it serve America to send tens of billions of dollars to Israel every year?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no worries, man. I think it's a pretty fair question, seeing how the taxpayer dollars are going over there. And for the record, again, I don't support every single thing that the United States does. Number one, when you look at ROI and what we got out of it, I brought it up earlier. ROI, or return on investment for investing that money into Israel, number one is it goes back into our military industrial complex. I think right now they're required to spend like 70, 80% or something like that back inside the U.S. military industrial complex. Number two, they ended up getting rid of Hezbollah. Hezbollah has been severely degraded, all the way like 80%, I think, degraded is what the current estimates are of Hezbollah. Additionally, they're also dealing with the Houthis themselves. Now, the Red Sea needs to get reopened, and that's not just for the U.S. economy. That's also for the U.K. economy as well. All of that money that's going in there is actually bringing it down. And Israel is also fighting against the IRGC. Right. So the IRGC itself is a foreign terror organization designated by the United States of America. IRGC as well is responsible for killing hundreds, if not thousands, of U.S. service members during the global war on terror. And I know that sounds crazy to actually bring up, but they actually put estimates pretty dang high. Taking apart the IRGC is pretty important because they were working side by side with Russia over inside of Syria. They were working side by side with Russia over inside of Lebanon as well. And Iran is trying to project itself by pushing these different proxy forces, all of which Israel is under attack by. And so the simple truth is that United States can either deal with this now or we can deal with it later. And us kicking the can down the road is precisely how Iran got into the position that it did, precisely how Hezbollah got to the size that it did, precisely why al-Jolani is now running Syria, precisely why Hamas is as crazy as it is. I think our ROI for giving that money to them is quite literally that U.S. blood doesn't need to get shed, even though U.S. blood has been shed since October 7th. We had three U.S. service members get killed over inside of Jordan near the tri-border region. So all of these things are very important. But the biggest one that goes into it, whether or not you think that that money is well spent or not, is that Russia is 1,000% tying in with the IRGC, and BRICS is definitely trying to take over. You know, China has been accumulating silver and gold for the last, I think it's like year and a half. Russia has been doing the exact same thing, buying on massive scales. Now there's a big squeeze. And so when we have socialists like Mamdani that are getting put into office over here in the United States, and he's about to bankrupt one of the largest cities in the U.S., Russia is not stupid. Russia knows that they're not going to defeat us on a military scale. That's why the U.S. has just fired a minimum ballistic missile off the coast of California, because we're showing Russia that, yes, we are prepared and we're willing to do these things. That's why Trump ended up sending two nuclear subs off the coast of Russia just a few months ago. So Russia is looking at dismantling America the same way that they ended up, the Soviet Union ended up getting dismantled by being bankrupt. When we are sitting at $36, $37, $38 trillion in debt, who knows? U.S. debt clock just rolled past $38 trillion the other day. But when we're sitting at $38 trillion in debt, the U.S. dollar is very, very unstable. So every move we make is very, very crucial. And when we are investing in people that are going against the United States of America, that are partnered with countries that are trying to, number one, kill U.S. citizens, and number two, take down the U.S. dollar, that money that we're investing in Israel every year won't be worth a dime if Russia ends up succeeding. So I think that's why it's very important. Patrick Loudon says, did you see the U.S. submitted a draft to remove Syrian sanctions? Jelani is coming back on U.S. soil on November 10th. Yeah, I did, and I'm pretty disgusted by it. And that goes back to me being able to speak loud and proud about what is and what isn't okay. A man that was arrested by U.S. forces inside of Iraq, that was friends with al-Baghdadi, that started the al-Nusra Front, that started HTS, that was listed as a foreign, as a actual terrorist with a $10 million bounty on his head for killing Americans. Yeah, I think he needs to go. It's freaking disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Tom Bones wants to come in. Very, very curious what Tom's got to say. Vatican, you got your hand raised again. It's going to take him a second. Go ahead. Go ahead and respond to that.
So I heard you talk about Russia and China, and that all makes good sense on the grand chessboard of things. But the first half of your answer was all about Israel's neighbors. So was Syria a threat to the United States? Is Iran a threat to the United States? Do you believe they have Russian missile technology that can reach us? Do we need to pay Egypt $4 billion a year or whatever? I think maybe it's three. So that they don't attack Israel. And then how will Israel help us in the fight against Russia and China? Because last I heard, we gave Israel some missile technology and they turned around and sold it to China.
Okay, right. So you're asking how does that help? So let's look at Yemen as one prime example, right? So Yemen and the Houthis down in Yemen that shut down the Red Sea and the amount of trade. So currently, even though we went over and we tried bombing the crap out of the Houthis, right? We did. We ended up bombing them back, but they're still attacking boats and they're still doing dumb crap over there and they're still attacking Israel and launching missiles and everything else. The cost that that's weighing on the EU's economy is being felt over inside of the United States as well as with oil prices. Because Egypt is a BRICS nation and because the IRGC is controlling the Houthis, Russia is able to sail through all of their like oil-laden boats that they're selling off over in Asia for like sub-freaking pricing compared to everybody else, because everybody else has to sail around Africa versus Russia, who's going to sail through unimpeded by using the what the heck is the name of that strait over there? It's I'm brain farting. Suez Canal, excuse me. By using the Suez Canal, they're able to actually offload their oil for 10 times cheaper. Right, because they're not actually going to get attacked and they're offloading it over inside of Asia. India, I believe, is their largest buyer of oil. And so when we saw that war between India and Pakistan, that's a problem. But they are being controlled. The Houthis shutting down the Red Sea and all of that are being controlled by the IRGC. And that's not a question. That is a fact. Do they have the ability to reach the U.S. with an ICBM? No, they don't. Not in my opinion. China ended up giving them technology for an ICBM not that long ago, but you know, their main issue might not be the United States and launching attacks against the United States, but it's their impact across the region. So what Americans need to do is get away from looking at this war as if the war itself is going to be like some sort of a kinetic strike. No, they're going after the US dollar. That's why Trump said just a couple months ago, anybody going after the US dollar is essentially going to war with the United States. That's why silver is listed as a critical mineral this year on the US critical minerals list. As soon as the government reopens, that's going to end up happening. Take a look at what's going on inside that market. You had a bunch of people buying it up. Trump's been using the tariffs in order to leverage to get like mineral rights in a lot of these different countries that we are leveraging tariffs against so that we can start building our own stockpile, because that's exactly what they're doing. All they need to do is cause the LBMA or COMEX to default and the US dollar crashes and it goes to crap. And then everybody's going to be whining and complaining because their money is not going to be worth diddly squat. And so by taking care of these problems overseas, we are actually protecting the US dollar. It's a whole reason that Truman ended up going to war against Russia. That's a whole reason we ended up dropping nukes. If you want to talk about a piece of history for World War II that actually needs to get looked at, is Russia looking at invading Japan and how Russia had plans to invade mainland Japan. And that was actually one of our major considerations for going into Japan. Oftentimes in US literature, it's cited that no, we are looking at the amount of casualties and all of that stuff that it would take to take it. Absolutely 100% correct. But it was also well known that whoever ended up causing Japan to surrender would end up likely being the world superpower. That's why we had the Truman Doctrine afterwards. That's why the Cold War sparked and all of that stuff started happening. That doctrine of going after communism, that whole doctrine is what ended up propping up the U.S. and making the dollar the U.S. reserve or the world's reserve currency. So I have the petrodollar and all that other crap that's going on right now. And that has propped up the U.S. economy. That has made us number one. That's what's made this country so great. Russia realizes that Putin's not an idiot. He's not trying to go to war with us, but he is absolutely going after a dollar. I promise you, that is exactly what the IRGC is looking at. As far as whether or not Syria is a problem for the United States of America, absolutely. ISIS being raised over inside Syria, yes, that's a problem for the United States of America. When we start talking about Turkey, I think Turkey is a huge problem. Turkey is a NATO partner, but they're an issue. It's widely known across the media that if you want to interview ISIS fighters, all you got to do is go into Turkey. One of the first things that Turkey did was went into Syria and started pushing along the border and ended up freeing some of these ISIS fighters from outside of their prisons. ISIS is rebuilding, right? We ended up seeing major terror attacks here in the United States when ISIS was at its peak. Those people are really, really bad. They're horrible human beings, and they've got a foothold now across Africa. a major foothold across Africa where you have people signing up against them. So going after these people and actually protecting those people and killing the bad guys is very crucial for defending the United States of America. Two things can be true at once, to where we have to defend our homeland. Yes, we have to take care of the drug problem. Yes, we have to put America first. Yes, we have to stop overspending. But we also need to make sure that we're spending money appropriately with where it needs to go. Giving money to Uganda to push for frickin' like LGBTQ rights, in my opinion, is a waste of frickin' money. Uganda can figure that out on their own, right? However, at the same time, when we look at an ROI and we have Hezbollah that got knocked down, that's a pretty good ROI. When we have the IRGC that ends up getting knocked down and Russian influence getting pushed out of Syria and Lebanon, that's a pretty good ROI. Those are things that absolutely matter. Will they go after the Houthis and finish them off? I certainly hope so, but they're a small military and they're only so big. I think we ended that a little bit too prematurely, just like we did the war inside of Afghanistan. Tom, what's up, buddy?
Oh, nothing much. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Damn, I just had a brain fart. Okay. Anybody who's pushing hatred and violence is not a credible source of information.
Right.
I saw a documentary a while back about a Russian experiment where they took an isolated town, cut it off from the rest of the country, and used the local news broadcast to report on a fake like emergency or something like that, where it scared the population. I can't remember all the exact details, but when the experiment was over, they went back into the town and told everybody that they were lied to about it and that it was an experiment. And they even provided them with all of the proof that it was nothing more than an experiment and everything was said was a lie. And they found out that half the population refused to believe it.
Yeah.
Now, they were able to convince half the population of a small town just by using fear alone. Imagine what all these people using fear, hatred, and anger are doing to our own population. Because fear, hatred, and anger are three of the strongest emotions you can use against somebody.
Right. I agree. And that's exactly what these people are doing, is using fear, hatred, and anger. Look out for the black man. Look out for the Jew. Look out for this. Look out for that. By the way, let's ignore Islamic extremism. Let's pretend like that's not a major threat to the United States of America. Wrong. Like, let's actually start talking about real problems. And if you guys think what's taking place inside of Argentina right now has anything to do with, you know, drugs being pushed out and into the United States, sure, we're bombing the crap out of drug runners. We haven't really even taken out that many boats, if we're going to be honest, for the amount of money that we've spent down there, right? But when you start looking at the influence that China and Russia are putting inside Venezuela and why that's a problem, in my opinion, it's a modern-day Cuban Missile Crisis that we're trying to prevent. It's freaking horrible. And a lot of people are caught up in the drugs, and that's what the White House is pushing, because what we don't want to say is we don't want to say that we are pushing to overthrow a dictator or anything of that nature. It's completely different. It's going against the communists. What is it? Interlock? Is that you? Did I get that right? Interlock. I can't even read your name. Yeah. What's up?
Yes. Thank you. First, I want to say, Matt, it's such a pleasure to hear you. You're so knowledgeable. It's such an education. You have knowledge in areas I don't. I want to speak quickly to Israel, why it's important. I believe we support them. Intelligence is one of the key things the United States benefits from, Israel intelligence. And when they're under attack and things are happening, they need to dedicate their resources proportionately to their own problems. And they're very good about letting other countries know what's going on. So supporting Israel for that reason, for their advancements in technology and science that go first off to the United States before anywhere else is another benefit to the United States. Then I want to go to the question at the heading about racism, Nick Fuentes and racism. As an observer, I'm not a hateful person and I don't surround myself with haters in my personal life. So my online life has been an eye-opener. And as a non-hater, I have observed that the haters are absolutely boosted and promoted. I mean, they have a jet engine in their accounts. I know a lot of people, including myself, a small group, when I say a lot for my small account. We care about Sudan. We care about Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
We care about Islamic genocide. And we go in little spaces. We want to post. And our reach, our exposure is almost nothing. And it's the same for everyone. No matter what issue we want to take as a minority, it goes nowhere, no matter what you have in your account. So part of the problem with racism and sexism, which Fuentes also a sexist, is that it's broadcast. I get haters' posts that I don't even follow, I've never interacted with, and they're mm-hmm. just fed to me, you know. So I don't know proportionately if it really represents so much of reality. I know that there's a lot of it out there, but the proportion on X, which is my only social media, gives the impression, you know, that with so many followers, gives the impression like that this is the predominant viewpoint. This is the position of America. Now, that is confusing to me because I do know haters in the real world, but I know a lot of people that when I say to them, like, there's so much anti-Semitism, they say to me, I don't know anybody who hates Jews or Blacks. And they're serious. So, like, I don't know what world. I don't really know reality testing.
Yeah,
how
so
much.
A lot of it is closet racism where people are holding it inside and they don't want to be public about it. That's why you see a lot of anonymous accounts that are putting it out. Hell, I called some dude out for being racist on my own Twitter account like a couple weeks ago, and then he tried reporting it saying that I stole his image. I'm like, screw you, dude. That was publicly available information. Here's the link to your post, and had to fight it in order to get my freaking profile back in good standing with X because he tried saying that it was copyrighted content, etc. Nope, that's garbage. But I think what ends up happening, right, and he had his real name on there and everything else, but I think what ends up happening with all of these different accounts is you do have certain accounts that are pushing these people and blowing them up and making them bigger. And I do think they're opposition to the United States of America because they know those views, those racist, those sexist views and all of that crap is going to divide America even further when, like you said, it is a minority of the population that actually believes in that crap. Not the majority, a minority. But the danger about the minority is it can quickly become the majority as long as you allow that thought process to go unchallenged, because then people start getting behind it and thinking that it's okay. Do you know what I'm saying? That's, in my opinion, that's what I've noticed over on X. That's what I've noticed on social media, that there is certain things like you're talking about that are getting promoted, that are getting pushed. And I think that there is an international subversion taking place in the United States to try to divide us further because they can't go to war with us, but they know that they can make the American people go to war with each other and our politics are going to stall out. That's why when Putin said democracy is on its way out the door because it can't react quick enough to 21st century problems. I want to go to Dakota real quick because I'm actually running out of time. I actually have an appointment that I got to take. My son too. Go ahead, Dakota.
Hey, Matt. I really love your stuff. I just want to ask a quick question. You talk about the disinformation warfare in America waged by Russia, perhaps China. I was curious, are you aware of Operation SIG, the 70s operation from Yuri Andropov, head of the FSB or KGB?
Operation SIG, no. I might be, but just don't remember the name.
Okay. That's one of my biggest arguments against the current Nick Fuentes scheme. And I think you should look into it because it's the CIA recognized it, but it's all just forgotten now. And your audience as well. Highly suggest looking at Operation SIG. It's an authentic operation. Again, CIA declassified it. And the whole purpose was to make the West hate Israel. The whole premise was make the West assume Israel is running the government. So I don't know if you're aware of it, but totally look into it. I think your audience would really benefit from reading into that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. Key techniques and tactics. So it was Operation SIG from 67 to 88 is generally speaking when it ended up coming out. And the key things that they were going after, let me grab it right here. Creation of false or distorted narratives. Example suggests that Jewish historical presence in certain regions was illegitimate or fabricated. Manipulating identities and state narratives, redefining Arab groups as a unified Palestinian people with collective victimhood under Zionism, supporting of arms, training, political infrastructure behind proxy groups aligned against Israel, such as the PLO, exploiting symbolic events in international forums. Yep. I'm going to definitely look into that, man. So thanks for the heads up, because that's exactly what's taking place.
I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot more happening today that sure might not have the same title, but look at, you know, Jackson Hinkle, or look at, you know,
right,
Sachs, all these big names. Look at who's funding them. I'm not saying Operation SIG is still alive, but I am saying Russia's probably doing something under a different alias.
But it's the same ideology, and it's the same principle of the way that they go about pushing things. Like, Russia really hasn't changed when it comes down to that. Like, yeah, Russia will always push out crap narratives in order to try to make things happen. And they're very, very, like, Russia, the one thing that Russia does understand that they are very good at is understanding that it takes time. It takes absolute time in order to make these things happen. And they're exercising patience, and they were waiting for the right time. And so I think right now what Russia's looking at is this is their right time in order to strike.
Absolutely. If you want to get a really good book on that topic, a book titled Disinformation by Ion Mihai Pacepa. He was the informant for the SIG with Căsescu in Romania during the Soviet bloc. He was the closest guy for Căsescu. So he's a genuine guy, defector from the Soviet bloc. Great book on the topic.
I really appreciate that, man. It's always it's always nice when I end up learning or hearing something new, for me to dive in on a particular subject. So I really appreciate you coming in and guiding me on that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna close this sucker down right here, because I am out of time. Like I said, I got doctor's appointments that need to get taken care of, and it's actually not for me, it's for a child. So I am going to end up closing this out, so I'm not late for that, because that is much more important than letting everybody know that Nick Fuentes, in my opinion, is absolutely a racist. So thank you guys for joining me over in the space. I greatly appreciate it. Hopefully we'll do this again sometime. I actually really enjoy these, so maybe we'll just do these some more often. All right, guys, I have closed out that space. That sucker's down. The chat's down. I want to go through some of these super chats to make sure I get to all you guys before I end up leaving. Happy Guy says, Fuentes is racist. He's a loser. He uses hate to gain power, like his heroes, Hitler and Stalin. Biggest threat to US is jihadism. Yeah, I agree with that. Fox McCloud, is there any patriot left in the Democratic Party? Probably not. NACDAD, 100%. Love that. The name. Did you see the U.S. submitted a draft to remove Syrian sanctions to Jelani's coming? Yeah, dude. All of that absolutely disgusts me. Like, I can't freaking stand that to save my life. Legally Burnett, a.k.a. Stephanie, says America first, 1,000%. I agree with you. And everything that I'm putting forward, in my opinion, is absolutely America first. People that believe in sexism and racism and all that other crap, that's not necessarily America first. Ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
Be terrible. But it seems unlikely. That seems like that would not make a lot of sense. But anyway, that is how those 6 million cookies come crumbling apart and go up the chimney at the cookie baking factory at the Chips Ahoy headquarters. It's like all these normies that are like, oh, you like Kanye? I like Gold Digger. I like Runaway.